Good evening. Happy Friday. Welcome to Divine Connections. I am Sue Fields Delamonte. I'm joined tonight by the beautiful and talented Lynn Bloomsdale.
Aw, thank you.
Unfortunately, oh, you're welcome, sweetie. It's true. Jessica can't be with us tonight, but she's with us in spirit. And I'm sure Jaden will be here with us to give us a hand and help us out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So how are you doing today, Lynn?
I'm glad. I'm really proud of us. We've done, I think, 3 shows in a row without any breaks, without having to, you know. So we're on a roll, kid. You know, we're getting our shows up every Friday night. And, so that to me, I guess, when you're sort of trying to get stuff done and you're like, you know, I put my socks on today kind of thing, we've got
absolutely
a steady stream of, I don't know, it's the small victories that get you through, I guess.
Last week we had some trouble with gremlins, but hopefully they'll stay away tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know, but we'll deal. Whatever happens, we'll deal
with it. Absolutely. Okay, so tonight we're going to be talking about narcissists and narcissistic behavior. Narcissistic abuse can leave us feeling broken in so many ways. Empaths, light workers, and highly sensitive people in all walks of life seem to be a particularly tasty target from the narcissists we inevitably encounter along the way. And if anybody out there has a story with a narcissist that they would like to share, we'd love to hear from you and how you dealt with it and how you recovered. So, Lynn, what do you have to say on this topic?
Whoa. Well, they're out there, I think the term narcissism and gaslighting, those terms, they almost feel like they're pop culture lately. And I think maybe a few people might be inclined to roll their eyes and go, mm-hmm. But these people are out there, and they are dangerous. The origin of the term gaslighting comes from a movie with Ingrid Bergman and, I forget the guy. Anyway, so he's married to this woman and he's trying to gain her money and get her like easy out. So he tries to drive her crazy. And the gaslighting refers to turning up the gas lights in their house and then turning them down. And he also has noises happening and hallucinations he's created for her. And when she goes, "Did you see that?" And he goes, "No, you're crazy." And it's like, that's where the term gaslighting came from, is trying to make people think they're, I'll have to look up the actor. He's a French guy. Oh, Charles Boyer. That's who that was. So Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. And it's a really cool movie. I think it was done in the 40s or the early 50s. And it's quite creepy because the dude's like, you know, "No, you're crazy. You didn't hear that. You didn't see that." And this is what tends to happen to people. And I hate it that it's always the nice, sweet, kind people with the big hearts that tend to get victimized by these less than charming people. There are differences, I think, like between just regular jerks and narcissists. You know what I mean? Some people are jerks, but then, you know, they can apologize again, you know, that's one of the hallmarks of a gaslighter, is to mess you up and then apologize to make you feel like they're really a nice person. And but there are traditional signs. I should actually let you just sort of have a couple of words, and just I'll look up some of the classic signs of being with it. Actually, it's on our little slideshow too, some of the things you can do as a checklist to see if you are in a narcissistic relationship. These people, you know, and I don't think they're like bad people, but they're certainly have no remorse about how they treat others. And they can tear a person apart. And if it goes on, if you're in a narcissistic relationship with somebody and it goes on for a long time, you can actually lose your fight. You can lose your sense of yourself. You can lose the will to go on. Usually once they've kind of destroyed their victim, they look for another one because the challenge is gone, you know, once they've like wrecked a person's soul. But I will, anyway, Sue, you go ahead and I'm just going to see if I can get something online about the signs of, you know, because it's not everyone is a narcissist. Some people are, you know, clinically so, but, you know, anyway, you go ahead and let's have your take a little.
I think one of the most dangerous things about a narcissistic person is they are so charming.
Oh, yes.
And they know how to manipulate.
Yeah.
You can go into a room with 100 people that all know the truth, and that narcissist comes in, and they can change the opinion of 95 of those 100 people because they are so convincing and they are so charming and they know how to play you.
Yeah. They also look for someone who they can, like, read the needs of someone, so somebody who's in need of, yeah. So, sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. That's okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And also the fear that they can instill in people.
Yes. Yeah.
I have a brother. I don't normally say he's a brother. He's my mother's son.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't talked to him in, oh my goodness, at least 10 years. He is narcissistic, and I honestly believe a sociopath also.
Yeah.
He would do horrendous, horrendous things to people. And they would be convinced it was their fault.
Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
He was so controlling and such a narcissist. And I just think that the best way that we can deal with these people is to get them out of our lives. There's absolutely no reasoning with them. They don't think they're doing anything wrong.
No.
And when a person is convinced that their actions are not wrong, they're not harmful, there's nothing wrong with them, the best thing you can do is protect yourself and walk away.
After identifying it, that's often the hardest part, is because people feel so crazy. They're like, I don't know what's going on. And is it him? Is it me? They think it's them. You know, they're so convinced they're the crazy ones.
Yeah. I know he was just evil, too, on top of everything. But I'll never forget the one day. I was newly single, had my oldest son. And my brother was extremely popular and always going out and tons of friends. And I asked him one day, I said, can I go hang out with you and your friends just so I can get out of the house for the evening? And he told me, you sure can when you lose about 20 pounds, buy some new clothes, learn how to do your hair and makeup different.
Ew.
Yeah. Now, at the time, I weighed 100 pounds. I was 20 years old, so it wasn't like now where everything points south. And I couldn't believe that he could be that evil. And with a narcissist, it's funny because until you figure out what it is, you always try to please them. You try to do everything in your power to please them.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing you do is ever good enough.
Yeah. That's...
So it's just when I shut that door, it was the happiest day of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to, you've got to put your boundaries up with folks like that. And But it's, absolutely, again, it's identifying, because these guys make, these people, not guys, these people make feel
right
so unsure of yourself that they have you doubting, you know, they, you know, you get to a point where, you know, the sun comes up and they'll tell you it's the moon. And they can very much break other people. I just wanted to, I found a really good description of narcissistic personality disorder.
Okay.
It involves a pattern of self-centered, arrogant thinking and behavior, a lack of empathy, and a lack of consideration for other people. It also involves an excessive need for admiration, and others can describe people with this syndrome as cocky, manipulative, selfish, patronizing, and demanding. And that's putting it mildly, I would say, you know,
yes,
but it's a good start. There is a help guide online for this, for people in that situation. I'm also, we should probably also define what a sociopath is, because again, we can use that term a little loosely just to, you know, to describe someone who's just a regular barnyard jerk, you know.
Jerk, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not, I don't mean to make light of it, because when people are in the grips of these manipulations, it can, you know, it isn't funny and I shouldn't make fun. A sociopath typically has a conscience, but it's weak. They may know that they're doing, you know, they're doing wrong to you, but they might feel a little bit of guilt. This is how it's defined. But again, now this is WebMD, so I mean, you know, who knows what's true and what's not, but I believe this is a pretty good indicator. So both terms refer to people who have antisocial personality disorder, and those people have no regard for the rights or feelings of others. They lack empathy and remorse for wrongdoings. They have a need to exploit and manipulate others for either personal gain or just to bolster their own egos, which are very often quite weak and quite wobbly. So they figured part of it could be genetic, and it could also be cultural or, you know, nature or nurture sort of thing.
Yeah.
People often think that those with antisocial personality disorders are always criminals and easy to spot, but many are unaware of this, the disorder, and may never be diagnosed. Psychopaths so sociopaths are less consistent than psychopaths in their behaviors. Psychopaths are more controlled and charming. Their manipulation is more detached and they plan ahead. Sociopaths experience anxiety and find rage harder to control. They may act without thought, and as a result, they have a harder time blending in. Inconsistencies between their words and their lives may be easier to see. So, and it's really important that sociopaths and psychopaths, it is a term, and it can't be applied liberally or just randomly. So, but look for the following signs. So lack of empathy for others, impulsive behavior, attempting to control others with threats or aggression. They use intelligence, charm, or charisma to manipulate others. They don't learn from their mistakes or their punishments. They lie for personal gain. They can show a tendency towards physical violence or fighting. They're superficial. Their relationships tend to be superficial. They sometimes commit crimes or like stealing. They will threaten suicide to manipulate without intention to act. So, yeah, I've seen that in people. They can be abusive of drugs and alcohol, and they have trouble with responsibilities, jobs, paying bills, and whatnot. Sociopaths, they say, tend to not seek professional help, probably because they don't realize they've got the condition. But mainly, I want to just talk about the people who are victimized by these folks, you know, because remember when you were on the receiving end of your brother's behavior, how you felt. Yeah.
As with those descriptions, I would have to correct myself and say he is not a sociopath. He is a psychopath. He has absolutely no conscience. I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, I just, it's like you upgraded him sort of, and it's like a weird
he
kind
has
of upgrade.
No conscience. He's extremely violent. I mean, it was just everything that you talked about with the psychopath, that describes him to a T.
Wow. Well, I think to, I don't know what the answer is if you're involved with somebody like that, because it can be so hard to put your finger on it and go, yeah, this is the problem. And the people that I've worked with and I know have been victimized by these dreadful souls. I mean, sorry, they're not dreadful souls. Their behavior is dreadful. You know, we don't hate the people. We hate the behavior. But you know, they break innocent people. And that's what, I think that's what the problem is. You know, I mean, if they could all go on an island together and just victimize each other, that's fine. But they do it to innocent, well-meaning people that don't deserve to be hurt, not for a second. And it just breaks your heart. But these people can take years and years and years to even wake up to the fact that they are being victimized. Because they've been taught, it's your fault. You're too sensitive. You're too this. You're too that. And it's like it's corrosive over time. It corrodes persons. Yeah, every aspect of their well-being. And obviously after the emotional abuse, then they start to corrode physically, because the body and the mind are connected. There's no doubt about that. So the, you know, the response to abuse takes a toll on them physically as well. And you get the autoimmune diseases and the psychological problems. But the good news is it's not insurmountable, and you can heal from this, even if the abuse has gone on for years and years and years. It's not a forever thing, and you're not trapped forever. But do seek help if you are in a relationship like that, if you're fearful. And it starts with, like, you know, if you've got a lot of self-doubt about things, it's like, I feel like I'm being badly treated, but I'm not sure that I don't deserve it, is, you know, a huge red flag. So
nobody deserves to be treated badly. Nobody.
No, but they've learned, or they start to believe, you know, it's almost like Stockholm syndrome, you know, where people are kidnapped and then start to, I think Patricia Hearst was one example years and years ago in the '70s, I think. Yeah. Yeah, oh dear, our poor minds are so so susceptible. We're so noble and brave and smart and strong, and then we're also susceptible to you know, the swings and arrows of the different personality types here. But I guess I wish I had numbers to call for people if anyone's in a relationship where they need help. But I will look that up over the course of the show and see what I can come up with, if there's any groups or numbers we can call. Because I know there's people out there and they're just like, I don't know what's wrong, but I need to, you know, they can feel that they're dying inside. They can feel that they're slowly diminishing. And there's one, if you're feeling like that, if you feel like you're about to disappear, grab on to whatever help you can, because there is help and there is hope for sure.
And if you can't find a number of some type for help, if anybody need, I mean, we're always available at Sacred Embers Group.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of us, and we have, you know, a ton of listeners. You've got help and support there.
That's beautiful. That's a really good point, Sue. And you can always turn to that community, because very often the people in that community have been there. There's always going to be someone who's been where you are. You're not alone. You are loved, and you're not alone. I just want to give our number out if anybody wants to call in. We're at 646-564-9868. So I don't know about you, Sue, but I'm interested in taking our next caller, seeing what they've got to say.
Sure.
Yeah, and I will find some numbers and links at the end of the show here.
Okay. Okay. Area code 509, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
It's Mindy.
Thank
you guys,
Mindy.
Just described me to a T.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. So glad you called in. Are you the narcissist or the victim of the narcissist community?
I'm both. I try to play both.
It's okay.
Yeah, maybe I'm all psychopath and everything else. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, you know, we're all, as the Cheshire Cat said in Alice in Wonderland, you know, we're all mad here. So you're welcome in good company here. And, you know, there's no judgment here. And you can be honest and we still love you. So
absolutely.
So what are you thinking about? What did you like to share with our listeners?
Well, that's kind of why I was calling. I mean, it's kind of like I was trying to just get a message or whatever, you know, and you guys started talking about it. So that was, you know, because everything seems to be like really screwed up in my life right now. And, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, you can only point fingers so many places before, you know, there's nobody left to point at. And there you are, you know.
Yeah. It feels like it's been going on a long time with you, but you're sort of starting to break a little, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been there. We've all, you know what? It's
absolutely.
This is, yeah. And wouldn't you say, too, that when you're that in that sort of vulnerable, dark place, that's when the light starts to come back, when it's, you know, to use a cliche, it gets dark before dawn. But the fact is, you're aware, Mindy, and that's a huge step in the right direction to just, you know, be able to own it, name it and own it, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes we have to hit rock bottom before we can find our way back up again. I know I personally went through a very dark time where I would just as soon punch you in the face as to say hello to you. Everybody was wrong. It was horrible. And then I had to stop and look and see, okay, why is this going on? What is the problem here? And that's when I was able to start bringing the light back into my life and turn things around. So don't be discouraged, because the only place that you have to go now, honey, is up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just it's a matter of deciphering the truth from the false and knowing my role in all of that, you know? That's where I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes
we just never know the truth. Sometimes we're just never going to know. We just have to accept that. And I can't accept that. And so I keep running and I keep making it bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lynn. Go ahead.
Oh, this will be really quick. I'm just writing as we sit here, and I'm just letting the pencil write. And I wrote down Ariel, and I wrote down just the story of the Little Mermaid, where her voice is stolen or is traded, right? I just feel
mm-hmm.
strongly. You don't have an Ariel, somebody named Ariel around you, do you at all?
No, not really.
Okay, so I'm thinking, because I'm seeing like the Little Mermaid story, where her voice was taken, and it feels like your voice has been taken. Yeah, and it's, you poor baby. And do you want to share, I mean, you don't have to be like, you know, you don't have to share details, names and what, but if you want to share what you've been through a little, it might help, you know, to sort of get it out and help to heal it a little bit. It's up to you, Meg. There's no pressure. Whatever.
Well, that's just the thing. I don't even know. I don't even know where the truth is in any of it. So it's hard to.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of it feels like this goes way back to when you were a child, it feels like your voice
probably
was stolen back then. Yeah, it's an old wound, a very old wound. And, well, Sue, you can get, what's the word I'm looking for? You can expand on that for sure, because, you know,
I can absolutely relate to that, growing up with an extremely abusive mother, where if you even looked like you wanted to voice your opinion, you would get punched in the face. And so you got to the point where you didn't speak up, but you might act out. And you have to realize, honey, that even in these situations that are going on in your life, if you are the cause of them, it's a lesson. Break the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time
to
just get things going in a more positive direction, a more positive light. Self-healing. Don't condemn yourself for eternity because of something that you might have done. If you realize that you did something that hurt somebody else, the best thing to do is acknowledge it and give an absolute heartfelt apology. If they don't accept it, that's okay. You have to clear your conscience for anything that you might have done. If you deliberately were extremely hurtful to somebody, you go up and say, "Hey, Betty, I am so sorry I did this. I truly, truly am sorry. I have no excuse. I am sorry." Then it is up to Betty if she wants to accept your apology or not.
But that's the not knowing part. It's not knowing if what they did or if it was what I did, because that's just what it is. How do you know if they did something wrong? Then I'm not going to apologize for what I did. But I mean, even though it was probably wrong, but if they've done something so horrendous to somebody, and then my voice is gone and nobody's listening to me, and so therefore I go and do something back to, you know, to try to bring light to it because nobody's listening, so I make it bigger because, you know, and so, I mean, that's just it. It's like, if I did something wrong in that, I mean, initially I didn't feel like it was, but then I did something, you know, after the fact because nobody was listening.
All you can do is correct your behavior. You cannot correct somebody else's behavior. So if Betty did something and you reacted negative and made it more than what it was or whatever, then you have to acknowledge your behavior. And if you feel apology for your behavior only is necessary.
But what if Betty was doing that to somebody else and you didn't know for sure, but it looked like she was doing something to somebody else, and then you went and further than that to make it bigger and probably included somebody else to, you know what I mean? So you included somebody else to make it bigger because they weren't paying attention the first time, the people that needed to be.
Yeah.
You can only be responsible for your actions. You can only step out. You have to do whatever is going to make your soul heal. You can't worry about what if Betty did this, what if Joanne did this, what if Mindy did this. Mindy can only be accountable for Mindy. She can't be accountable for anybody else.
Okay.
So you have to, and life's lessons, okay, if you are left in the shadow, if you have questions, if you have doubts, the uncertainty, that's a lesson in life that you are going to have to learn how to accept those things and move on. You can make mm-hmm. amends to the people that you've hurt and then move on. If they accept it, that's wonderful. If they don't, then that's just life. Because if somebody does mm-hmm. something deliberately to hurt you and they apologize, that is up to you whether you want to accept that apology. And I'm the type of person that will say, I accept your apology, but I don't forgive and I don't forget.
Right.
So some things we just have to live with the uncertainty. That's just part of life. We don't have the answers to everything.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I want, if you don't mind, Mindy, I just wanted to recommend a couple of things that might help you get where you need to go. Because right now you're caught in kind of a chaotic mindset where it feels like your mind's kind of zapping around like a mechanical mouse all the time, going in between yes and no, yes, no, did I, don't I? And you're going to drive yourself bonkers with that. It's called the monkey mind, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. You know what? It's so human. It's not even funny. We've all been there, and we still go there.
I have 9 warrants right now. I have no, I'm like, I don't even know where to go from here. And I've got 9 warrants because, I feel like I was doing righteous through everything, but when everything is all said and done, I still sit here and I still am facing this uphill battle from all of these people that I felt were, against me and trying to hush me and keep me quiet and not, and maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong in that because I did, do something in that. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to go and, turn myself in. But I'm facing charges over something that I felt like, somebody else did, and there was reasonable evidence for that for me to believe that with my kids and stuff, and then his father's response, and it was completely absent. So I mean, so he's not allowing me to be a parent, and then he's doing these things and allowing her to be reckless and not doing anything about it, and not letting me step in, and not even trying to address the situation with me. So it's like I'm like, this needs to stop. And then, when I try to parent, he's like, you stay out of her phone and you're not to be in there. But
ooh,
I don't know.
Mindy,
and then his sister-in-law is an attorney, so she's got all the judges against me. She's dragged my name through the mud because whatever, so they already don't like me and they've already quieted me because I don't have a voice. So the prosecuting office. The prosecutor's office, they say that, that I'm not credible, and I don't even know what I did to make myself uncredible. So I've not been dishonest, up until that point. But when I saw that stuff with my daughter, I made it bigger. And so now nobody's listening. I mean, nobody was listening before, but there was reasons to believe, I mean, there's just so many reasons, 309 pages of, stuff. And I just don't understand.
Would you term your ex a narcissist?
I don't know if it's between him or me because it's like I can't see past my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, it's like who's wrong and who's right? I mean, I guess I'm starting to ride the narcissist train because everything that I don't like in him is what I'm becoming. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of these things that he's done, and it's like I'm being punished for them. So it's like I've become them.
But you've also got remorse. You wouldn't be feeling the way you are if you didn't care, if you didn't have empathy. Yeah, right. Yeah. And I also, I can tell, like both of us can tell that you're feeling this deeply, and it's, if you're feeling like you've been made a little crazy, then be grateful because you're normal. This is how normal people react to being emotionally abused. You're a good parent, yes?
Yeah, I love my kids. And if they were with me, I can guarantee none of this would be going on. None of it.
Yes. So, okay.
We're in a
so,
tight ship, and I don't know if it's a too tight of a ship, but I can guarantee that my daughter would not have lost her virginity in her grandmother's house and be smoking weed and in outpatient treatment at 16, and I would not be doing drugs with her. And
okay.
He is, you know,
yeah.
I just feel like, gosh.
Oh, honey bunny,
they're
okay.
Shutting me up. Like, I'm the one that needs to be quiet when I'm the only one that's been looking out for those kids.
Okay.
I just sit here and watch him go through a train wreck. And not be
yep.
able to do anything about it.
Well, that's a double whammy because as a mother,
yes.
you are, that's the mother bear trying to protect the young. And so as Sue was saying, you probably feel like, you know, just punching everybody's face that's involved in this because, you know, you've run out of options in terms of behaving
yeah.
Civilly, yeah.
I don't know where my part is to fix it. I don't mean, I feel like something is about ready to blow, but I'm trying to identify my spot in this.
Well, the first thing you've got to do is work on yourself. And Sue, join in here because I know you know how to deal with these feelings too. And you must find a way to calm yourself, first of all. And it doesn't mean that you're endorsing what's happening or accepting or
right.
any of that. It's a piece that you need to restore within yourself. Now, the tears that are at the surface all the time, give into them and have a bloody good, excuse my French, have a good cry, have a really good cry. The reason being that when you have natural tears, the cortisol and the adrenaline that have built up in your body from this experience are released. So you're dumping those dangerous hormones that back up on you and make you ill. So that's the first thing is have a really good cry. If you're a water-loving person and you like a bath, cry your guts up in a bath, and it will help you stabilize your state, right? Because when you're in this kind of energy, you know, you're breathing more shallowly. So another mm-hmm. trick, I hope you can either play this back or make some notes, but you want to look at square breathing. Okay. And this
square
is a
breathing.
Technique. Square breathing. There's variations on this, so go with the one that works for you. But the square breathing technique is what the Navy SEALs practice when they're in situations where they cannot allow their fear to get the better of them. And really, all it is the fear that has been induced in you has backed up, you know. So the square breathing is going to bring you back to a calm state physiologically. And that's going to help you stay strong and calm in the face of this behavior. So soul retrieval is, you can look these things up on YouTube. There's lots of good meditations. You want to go back and just retrieve the parts of you that were taken away by the ones who wouldn't listen. Because this is, I almost guarantee you that what we need to learn, the lessons will keep repeating until we learn them. So you're going to run into people, and this is an opportunity to learn, right? You're learning from the way these people are treating you and your reaction. You're not crazy. You're not abnormal. There's nothing wrong. You're reacting in a perfectly sound and normal way. Any mama would be the same. It feels, and Sue, I don't know, I don't mean to monopolize the conversation, but do you also get a feeling that there's some, they're trying to, it feels like they're trying to cause Mindy pain here. Like they're trying to hurt her. This gratuitous cruelty is how it's coming through.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So
yeah,
any
I agree.
I've had people try to break in my house at 3:40 in the morning. I mean, like seriously try to hurt me like that. I mean, not just in my soul, but like I've had people trying to come in my door at 3:40 in the morning, waking me up like these people, like, and it's all, a lot of them. I mean, I don't know if you're being like metaphoric or if you're being like, but I mean, it is on the reality level too.
Okay. No metaphors and reality. No, if they're actually, this is, makes it actually a lot more serious. And I would really make sure you document everything. Do you have a phone, do you, that you can record things?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay, if people are actually trying to break in and physically harm you, well, get it, like, record it. But this is not something you want to take lightly, because this takes it to another level. What do you, Sue, you
right.
live in the States, so what can you do as a, you know? I take it you're living single, Mindy, like you, when you don't have your
I am.
Kids, you're single?
Nope,
okay.
I'm restrained from my kids. I don't even get to talk to them. That should be up. I mean, the whole year, last year my daughter told me she was having sex in her bedroom at her grandmother's house. And, you know, I'm a mother and concerned, so I brought that up to the sister, and they went down the next day and got a restraining order against me because I'm starting, you know, it's my fault. It's
oh.
always my fault. There's got to be somebody to blame for all that, you know. And so I'm just starting
yeah.
trouble. And rather than her, you know, investigating and talking to my daughter and finding out why she's doing that. But
yeah.
I think that they wanted it to go on because at least it's not her son that's doing that to my daughter is what I'm thinking, because why would the grandmother let her and her boyfriend in the room by themselves with the door shut? That doesn't make sense. But that was the problem, is I had thought that their dad was doing something to them. And so, I mean, I can see where the grandmother's just like, oh, well, you know, she's coming in that age. We just need to get her, you know, it's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
At least it's not my son.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
yeah. Sue, you take it for a while.
Every state law is different here in the States, which really sucks. But so the one thing that they do say is you are legally able to defend yourself however you need to inside your premises.
Right, in the Castle Doctrine, and I have notices posted on my door because I've got these 9 warrants now, and so the cops have come a couple of times, but I told them there's booby traps if they come in here, so I'm not going down without a fight. But
yeah,
okay.
It's so stupid because I shouldn't even have any charges. I haven't done anything that horribly wrong. I mean that horribly wrong, you know, I guess.
Just, no, don't,
well,
don't
I,
worry.
I feel the truth is all going to come out in the end.
Yeah.
Just because
so,
you have been accused or even charged with something does not mean you're guilty.
No.
Yeah.
And the truth will come out in the end, I feel. There might be some things that are your fault that you're going to be held accountable for. But the things
mm-hmm.
that are not your fault, it will be proven.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, and the things that wouldn't be my fault all result back to the things that could be, you know, that would be proven. So if that were the case, then that would negate me from doing any wrong because it was really going on to begin with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the wrong that I had done was not to be malicious, it was to shed light because of my quiet mouth, you know, because
yeah.
everybody's got me hushed. And I mean,
yeah.
so if that, and I believe that that's the case. I mean, there's, from what I saw, I can add 2 and 2 and they equal 4 every time.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Sounds like the ex and all the ones involved are, you know, you could call it a dysfunction junction going on there. There's some serious...
Yeah, and they've got the whole court system and judicial system on their side. Well, you know, at a pancake social for my name, like, I mean, it's like there's just, I stand no chance. It's like trying to fight the Chinese with a water weenie, and it don't work, you know, if I'm in war.
Yeah.
Or, in essence,
yeah.
you know, it's like...
So
yeah.
the first thing you need to do is to get a grip on your feelings so that when you present your energy to this group of whatever we want to call them, you present as a strong and calm and confident person. Because nobody can mess with you without your permission. So that's the first thing you've got to do is get yourself strong again, get yourself calm again. And so get the tears out, because that's going to dump the hormonal backup that you're dealing with. Are you a meditating type of person? How do you like to connect with spirit?
Well, I have a hard time connecting to spirits. I mean, sometimes I'll hear, you know, audible in my head when they're really trying to get through to me, I'll hear it in like thunder.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
I try to listen and I don't hear it ever. I mean, I get, premonition or whatever, but I don't hear like when, you know, like you guys hear spirit. I don't hear it like
well,
that.
Well, no, don't compare yourself to
fine.
Yeah, it's not a comparison thing at all. And the problem is right now that your vibration gets so low. It's not like a hierarchy,
yeah,
but you get your
yeah,
frequency
exactly.
gets. Because if you think about it in terms of energy and, you know, just the physics of it all, we are energy with the vibration slowed down enough that we appear solid, right? So that we talk about a low frequency. Now, when you can raise your frequency, you will and also start to notice the signs that are being given and sent to you. Because when we're all in a kerfuffle because of the way people are dealing with us, we don't see what's right in front of us. You know, we don't see those very simple and clear signs that we would if we were in a calm state, right?
Hmm.
So your first job and duty to yourself really is to calm yourself, and you can talk to, you know, your prayers are your way you talk to your spirit guides, it'll be heard. You don't have to worry about that. They hear you. So what you've got to do is then calm yourself to the place where you can see the help coming in, and you must learn to trust that you are not alone and you are loved and you will be helped. So you sort of have to, you know, I hate to sound like a cliche, but, you know, you let go and you let God do the work that you need to do, but then you give it over to your, whatever you want to call it, higher power, the divine intelligence, you know, you can call it Rudy if you want to. It's the same energy that runs and helps us all. It's where we come from, where we go back to. Sue, I'm going to lob the ball to you for a bit here.
Yeah, and connecting with spirit, honey, doesn't necessarily mean connecting with ghostly spirit. It's connecting with yourself, you know, connecting with your inner self, with your higher power, your angels, your spirit guides, God, Buddha, whoever it is that you pray to, the universe, whoever it is that you believe in, like Lynn was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, if it's meditation, try to meditate. If it's being near water, find a lake or a pond or a stream or a big puddle that you can just go and pull the energy from that. If it's being in nature, then find a wooded area, no matter how big or small, or a tree, and connect your energy with that tree energy. Whatever it takes to get yourself recentered and find a calm, strong self.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Lynn was saying, you have to find your inner strength right now. When you're alone, cry your eyes out. When you are dealing with anybody else, you be very strong, confident, and factual.
Yep.
Okay.
I just want to give you...
Yeah, I don't cry until I call you guys. I mean, I was sitting here all day and I didn't shed a tear until I got on the phone with you guys.
And that's fine. You needed it.
That was a good thing, though.
Yeah,
well,
you needed it. That cleanses.
Yeah. This kind of work brings your pain to the surface. And once you bring the pain to the surface, you can send it on its merry way. Let it have its way. Ask what the lessons are that the pain is bringing, and then you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like a really cool guy, Mindy. You can do this. And I know in your sacred space within yourself, you know you haven't got any doubt. But just never give up on this, because you're you got a little broken, and it's going to take some time to heal. But if all you do is one, yeah, exactly. And if all you do is 1 inch a day in the right direction, which is getting back to your sacred self, that's 1 inch of progress every single day. I want to give you just a few names to go on either read or go on YouTube and watch their videos.
Sure.
But if you can go and watch Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God.
Neil, what's his name?
Neil, N-E-A-L, Donald Walsh, and it's Conversations with God. It'll restore your faith, I think, if you're losing your faith a bit. Wayne Dyer is awesome to help you grow it back into the spiritual warrior that you are. And these are going to give you strength. And Eckhart Tolle, E-C-K-H-A-R-T-T-O-L-L-E. And even if you misspell it, it will come up. Sue, have you got, Sylvia Brown's a really cool, strong lady too. She put up with a lot of nonsense. So Sylvia Brown's another spiritual warrior to read. And, you know, when you go onto these sites, whatever else you're led to, like, just follow where you're led with these things, and what is meant for you will appear. But the trick is to find that sacred space within yourself where you're not weak, where you have all the strength and the confidence that you came to this earth with before the world started to bash it out of you. We all get knocked silly, and we have to sort of remember who we used to be when we first came here. That lady's still in there. That person's still in there. That soul is still strong. So you need to reconnect. Are you a member of the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, Mindy?
No, I'm not. Yes, I am, actually. I am, yes.
Okay. You know what? If you would like to reach out ever to the group, just say what's going on. You can do it anonymously, first name, whatever. But reach out to the group, because I guarantee you there are, you know, wounded warriors in that group who have found their way back to strength, you know, and they will help you. That's what the group is for, is to help, mutual help. So,
okay.
I want you to know you've got a place to turn. And if you need to private message one of us in the group, you can do that too, and we'll do our best to help you, okay?
Yeah.
But just remember, you're not alone.
And just
Thank you so much. I feel a lot better.
Good. All right.
Try to remember, the hardest part of any journey is the first step.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Very much.
Okay.
Okay.
You reach out when you need to, Mindy, okay? That group's there for, that's what we're there for. We're all there for each other, and you're so welcome.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Oh, you're very welcome, hon. Please call us back and let us know how things are going for you.
Oh, I definitely will. I will. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love and light, Mindy. Bless you, hon.
Thank you. God bless you.
Love and bless you too. Love and light.
I'm sorry. I did it again. I did the
timing,
operator. Hello? I'm terrible at that. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sue. Grab the next person. This poor lady or person has been waiting so patiently.
Okay.
Hello.
727, you're on. Hi, can you get away from you?
Yeah. My name's Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How can we help you tonight?
Yes. So I'm having kind of a negative situation with these two women who are harassing me online. And I just want to know if you pick up anything about it, if you see it kind of coming to an end soon, or what you see about it. Thank you. And I was praying for the last call of the entire time. So God bless her.
Thank you, sweetie.
Well, I think Mindy's still listening. She'll hear that.
And And I am going through my own trauma with a narcissist as well, so I could relate to a lot of the things that were going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's okay to call it out, call it what it is, you know, it's even though,
absolutely,
you know, it seems to be thrown around so much, it's a cliche almost because it's true, you know, and it's happening so
yeah.
much these days. Oh, my goodness. Right.
Lisa, did the harassment start over a work situation, something to do with employment?
No, I have an online presence. I do stuff online, and these were kind of like people that were on my online situation. This doesn't have anything to do with work.
Okay.
I mean, it is my work, but I've pulled back.
Okay.
I haven't even done it for 2 weeks. I haven't gone online at all because I just need this thing to blow over. These people got really out of control. Yeah.
Okay. I've got to share something very quickly. I was shuffling the cards to see what came up for you, Lisa, and twice I wasn't able to shuffle them. They bumped into each other. It felt like two goats butting heads and pushing. It felt like that kind of a thing. The cards would not shuffle, and it just felt like a situation where there's nowhere to go because everybody's pushing against each other. Terribly tense, really tense. Okay.
Yeah. It's just a lot of hurt. They got their feelings hurt instead of handling souls. They're handling it like terrorists and like, oh, I'm telling your secrets. You know, like I'm threatening to talk to your family about things you told me privately. Like anything that was said private is public now. They went on a website last night with like, I don't know, 100 people. 100 people watching, and they called me a racist. It's just, and I'm not a racist. It's just something they're, you know, I'm not responding at all. I'm just going to let them play themselves out. They're going to get bored because I won't respond at all. None.
Right, good. So. Well, there's nothing you can, you know, it's like having a philosophical conversation with a dead goldfish. It's not going to bring any help to the situation. So
absolutely.
This card that finally turned out for you is the Five of Pentacles.
Yes.
And this card symbolizes adversity.
Okay.
Yeah, it suggests a time of hardship and insecurity. And the card can indicate loneliness, illness, poverty, or loss. And I also got the word, I feel like you're dealing with trolls. Sue,
yeah,
did you get that
are,
a little bit? Oh.
That's exactly what I got, trolls, yeah.
Sue's an expert on trolls.
people
gets nasty with trolls online.
Yeah, but they were actually my friends. They were actually my friends originally.
Well,
no, they
very
weren't.
Close.
I would
but,
suggest they might have felt like friends. Narcissists will do this to you. They act like they are everything you want a person to be. They behave like the perfect partner, friend, whatever, da da da. And then once they've got you sort of where they want you, that's when the behavior changes. So really, truly, there's not much you can do by engaging these people. It's just like lighting fire, you know, it won't. But
yeah.
Sue, you've had a lot of trouble with trolls lately, too, I've noticed online.
Yeah.
The more
I
you
have.
Get, the more you're known. Yeah.
The best thing that you can do is stand strong in yourself and ignore them. Let them burn themselves out.
Right.
The people who truly know you are not going to fall for any of their garbage. So it's just
right. Well,
okay,
it's, I'm not really worried about my online reputation. I'm more worried about them, the threats that they've made about contacting my family. You know, because I've said things about my family that they have evidence of me saying, and it's more of a personal fear. Of an attack than other stuff. So I don't know. Do you see that happening? Because she's made the threat. She said she sent it already to my family, but I haven't heard a word from my family. I don't know if they would just say nothing to me or if she's lying. I can't read it, really.
I would say it's just a ploy. It's a tactic, a control tactic.
That's what I think.
Keep you in fear. I think I feel that if shit actually approached your family, even if they didn't believe it, they would confront you.
They would believe it because it's voice clips of me speaking. It's probably phone conversations, probably things I've typed. So, this isn't just pie in the sky. This is real stuff they have.
Yeah.
But this was what I spoke to this narcissist in confidence, and then she has a narcissistic injury now, so it's her life mission to, quote, unquote.
Yeah. Well, they do that too, don't they? They try to make you feel like the guilty one. So
yeah.
I wouldn't buy that for a second, you know. Again,
well,
I'm
actually in a pretty calm place mentally tonight. I just thought I'd call some psychics to see what they see about the future with these people. If they're going to move on, if they're going to keep being angry, what you see coming up for this.
Do you know what I get, Lisa, personally, is that it's up to you how long this goes on. It's based on your responses. And if you are going to...
I don't respond at all. I have zero response.
Okay. Keep doing that. Because they will get tired. If you don't give them anything to push against, they're eventually going to get tired of banging at a door that nobody's opening, and they will go find easier people to annoy. And they will. They'll go find other people to play their game with, Give it time. Give it time. I'm sorry to just, give you that than something, but keep doing what you're doing. Do not respond. Give them nothing to push against. And do look up, if you don't mind, look up online the meaning of the Five of Pentacles and go with whatever interpretation resonates for you, right? Because that's the card I pulled asking what the situation is going to resolve as. So it really is up to you. And the longer you can just, shut them out and don't respond. I'm also getting, don't give up what you do online. If that's something that is like a business or a service you do, don't let them shut you down. That's nuts. And, it's also giving them power, and don't give them any more power.
I wanted to take a break anyway from the streaming that I was doing. I really was about to break for a while anyway because I was burned out.
Well, there you go. So that could be maybe the universe sent these people to make you, force you to take the break. I've noticed personally when I don't heed the need to take a break, the universe will do something to force it on me,
Yes.
Usually it's an injury or something, but,
I hear you.
Yeah, just remember, a fire cannot burn without fuel.
Yeah, I've given them zero fuel. Like, I literally have given, I give no response, ever.
Yeah,
it'll eventually
go out.
Everything's just nothing, silence. They don't even get to see me online. They don't get to interact with me. They don't get to talk to me. Nothing. So right now, I'm like a brick wall. But there's going to be a point where I'm going to go back and, when I feel ready to go back. This has been very traumatizing for me.
Is it Facebook that you're working on? You can block people,
No, I'm aware of all the tools at hand, but is there anything you can pick up about these people?
Don't give them the time of day. They're just not worth responding to.
I understand. No, I get that. We've established that. Is there anything you spawn these individuals psychically?
Um, Well, I mean, we call them gremlins when it's
yeah.
a technical
yeah. gremlins
problem.
Yeah, trolls. That's
trolls,
odd.
Gremlins.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just like poking. They just like making trouble. They feed on negative energy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't worry because, you know, karma is kind of, you know, you don't have to give karma a hand. The universe will balance it. Third law of physics, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So bide
okay.
your time. And I would say, you know, do your very best to forget these people and do stuff that
yes,
you enjoy. You know, 24-hour movie marathon,
exactly.
whatever.
No, I've been doing all these things, and I don't sit around obsessing about them, but I just thought
good.
It would be great to get a reading about where they're at and what they're planning to
yeah.
do to me, what's going on like there.
Well,
like,
people like that are very boring to pay attention to because they're pretty much all alike. They just want to cause trouble. They don't care who they cause trouble for. As I say, they feed on negative energy. They're like emotional vampires. You know, there should be a spray for that, you know.
But
yeah, just don't give them anything to push on. And
there's one woman, she's got darker hair than the other. Do you pick up anything on her?
Not really. I'd say really and truly, these energies can all feel the same after a while, the ones that cause the trouble. It does really
yeah.
feel like we're it's in a submarine.
Energy.
Is anyone hearing that sound?
Yeah, there's something keeps cutting in and out and noise in the background. And
sorry, I'm so sorry. I was driving. I'm driving.
Oh, it's okay. It's not like boogeymen or anything. Okay,
I'll pull over. I had lost my wallet tonight, and I had to drive to the store while I was holding, and they didn't have it. So I was I'm driving home now to put up. Yeah, they didn't see it. I must have.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened to it. It just happened 5 minutes ago, but I'll put a hold on all my cards when I get home.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so we should be quiet now because I'm not driving down this brick road.
Okay.
Now.
No, that's good. I'm glad there was an explanation for it. I was going to blame Blog Talk. I'm sorry, Blog Talk.
Yeah.
but, yeah, really and truly, you're doing exactly the right thing, Lisa, is just don't give them even a twinkling of your energy. They, you know, unless you really enjoy suffering, you know, I would just ignore these people. And if they come back, you
what?
Just ignore them, block them. I think you can block on all the media, all the platforms. And you just
when
do it as casually. Mm-hmm.
With people, when you have people with energy like theirs, it's very hard to pick up anything psychically.
Because they're such
they
a low vibration.
Yeah, if all they do is exude negative energy, and if our guides can't connect with their guides or if your guides don't have any information to deliver to our guides to speak out, it's just that's all we can do. It's just extreme negative energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, once you get yourself into a place where you're feeling strong and good about yourself again, that's when you can connect with your own spirit team, your own guides, and ask the questions you need. And just try simple automatic writing. Write down the answers. Boy, we're still having sound problems here.
Yeah, it's
but anyway, Lisa, I hope that this helps a bit. We're going to have to keep moving. Oh, we lost her.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, Lisa, I hope stay strong and carry on and don't let the ding-dongs get to you because it's not worth being pulled under like that. You know, it's like trying to rescue someone who's drowning and you get drowned too because they're, you know. Anyway, where are we at, Sue? I think we've got a couple more callers. I'm going to.
Area code 434. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
My name's Khalil. And I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, Khalil.
Oh, hi, Khalil. Nice
hey,
to
how
hear
you doing?
From you. How can we help you tonight, dear?
Hi. A long time ago, I was told that these are narcissistic people too. A long time ago, I was giving this guy money. He was a homeless guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I talked to the police, but I don't, you know, go and snitch and tell everything. And he said nothing, but the next time I talked to the officer and I came back around to him, he said, get the blank away from me. You talk to too many cops. And he was treating me bad. And I was wondering, you know, because way after that, he ended up with a job. But later on, he ended up back out in the street, but he didn't end up back on the mall. I was wondering if karma got back to him for what he did to me.
Well.
Or.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull a card on that one and see what they say. That's a sort of a weird retro prediction, you know, like it's sort of predicting what may have happened. Okay, what's coming in here, Khalil, is that this person is actually bringing on his own punishment because it feels like he's trying to get by scamming people. And he keeps his own lack of, I guess responsibility. He doesn't lead his own life very well, and it's like he's learning through suffering. He's creating suffering for himself. So I don't think like an anvil has fallen on him or, you know, punching bags come out of the ether, but I think his own lifestyle causes him ongoing suffering is how that feels. So Sue, if you want to chime in, I'll just look up the card that I just pulled here.
Yeah, Khalil, what I'm hearing is you fulfilled your destiny with him. It was your life mission to help him out when he needed the help. And when the help was no longer needed, your part in it ended. And even though it was a hard lesson, the way that it ended, you know, deep within yourself that you did what was right.
Right.
And karma always gets whoever needs to get it. So it's just that you did very well by this individual. And that was what you needed to do for yourself and for him at the time. And then that mission ended. Excuse me, I almost sneezed there.
Gesundheit. All right.
Yeah, because I was told that people who are narrow-minded, because this guy knows better, he knows all of them aren't bad. And I was told
of
that
course.
Hypocritical people
yeah.
and narrow-minded people are narcissistic people. Like if you know
yeah.
better, you know a whole group's not bad or you are hypocritical and you don't care about them doing bad things, but you want them to stay away from the person. I was told those
mm-hmm.
two types of people are narcissistic.
Yeah.
I was told if you don't know any better and you don't like a whole group of people because you think that they're all bad, I was told that's not narcissistic like the people that know better, people that are hypocrites. And I've been noticing that's
not necessarily narcissistic. I mean, it's just kind of ignorance. It's like somebody walking into a room and saying, all poodles are nasty and bite. All pit bulls are vicious. All chihuahuas poop on the floor. It's just ignorance. It's narrow-minded ignorance.
Yeah, he chooses to be ignorant. And
yeah.
The same thing with a lot of the people that don't like people who don't like people but defend them when they do something really dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I see what you're saying. And I appreciate
yeah.
you taking my call.
Okay,
oh,
I've got your card meaning
wrong.
Here, Khalil. Okay, so what
okay,
came
sorry.
Up for you what came up for you about the situation was the reversed King of Pentacles. And that addresses financial ineptitude obsessed with wealth and status and stubborn. So it feels to me like this guy's trying to get where he wants to go, which is Easy Street, and he wants to do it without doing the work. Well, you kind of messed up his scheme a little bit, you know, so he's going to blame you, which is what they tend to do, so make you feel like the guilty party. But what I'm picking up about you, Khalil, is you are a kind-hearted empath type, and these are, it's almost like we have, what do you call, bullseyes on us, you know? They are drawn to the light that you're giving out to the world, and they usually want to put that light out or use it to their own ends. So you're doing okay, and, you know, you don't have to worry about, as I said to the other caller, you don't have to worry about karma or helping karma out, because it's going to happen in its divine timing. Just trust that what goes, you know, it's really true. What goes around comes around. And if you want to look at it from a physics standpoint, the third law of physics tells us that what is, you know, oh, my goodness, it's fallen out of my brain. Oh, dear. But, yeah, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So he's what he has sown, he will reap. And it will be in a timing that may not make sense to us, because I know when people mess with us or use us or, you know, treat us badly, and I know personally it's like it would be so great to, like, you know, hurry up the karma and just go deliver it yourself, like, you know, but we have to kind of let go and let it come around in its proper and natural time. And you'll be glad, you know, that you did wait. But the King of Pentacles reversed. Here we go. Blah. Sorry, I'm just scrolling here to find the meaning. So the King of Pentacles says it may not be, and this is about this guy, he's not managing his money well. So even though he may get money from people, he's, you know, not handling it wisely. Does he have any addictions that you're aware of? Like, is he spending it on booze or something? Hmm?
I was told he gets drunk a lot.
Yeah. So you see, it goes in and it comes in and it goes out, you know, the sacred gin mill thing. So it says he may attract money, but it just goes out again. So he's not treating his money with respect, and he's taking it from others. So he's not, like, earning it. Not that you're not allowed to receive, you know, but he's doing it off the backs of others. And it's just, that's kind of a form of stealing if he doesn't need it. If he's able to work, as he proved he was, you know, it's not your job to pay for his irresponsibility. So he's impressed by other people's status and social position, and so he wants to achieve that. He wants to achieve it without work. You can also look online at the meaning of the reversed King of Pentacles, and look, there are different meanings that are going to show up, so go to the one that works for you, the one that makes you go, oh, aha, that's my meaning. And you'll see that, like, it's going to be, the answer will be there for you. But I would just let it go. I would let this go, because as Sue said, you played your part in this guy's life, and now it's time to go on to another role. And don't worry, it'll get settled, it'll get balanced, the universe will balance it.
Yeah, and I'm not the type to talk to all of them. I just talk to some of them, that the ones that treat the officers that treat me nice.
Ooh.
And that are willing to help me. But the ones that have a bad attitude, I don't deal with them. Or ones that try to use me to tell on someone unnecessarily.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the scammers out there have made it hard on the people that really do have a need. Because it's hard to tell now who's honest and who's not. And it's a shame, because there are people that truly do need help. But, you know, again, you develop your inner voice. And listen to the inner voice. And your intuition will tell you. After a while, it'll be so easy. It'll be like a flashlight that you turn on. And you'll know. And because you are very psychic. You're very intuitive. So keep developing those abilities. And it'll be sort of so easy, second nature, to discern at that point. It really will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
keep
you're
doing
very
what you're
welcome.
Doing. Yeah. You're a beautiful
you.
Soul,
stay
Khalil.
Sure to,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stay strong in who you are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Keep on keeping on. You are a lovely soul, and I think you're a light in the world. And just keep lighting up the dark. And thanks for calling in, Khalil. It was lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you, sir. Okay, Sue, I think you're just... Yeah, what a nice energy. I really like people
yeah.
that, you know, sort of are part of the solution, not the problem.
Absolutely.
So we're just about there, Sue. I think the end of the show's coming
yeah.
up. We've had a few people drop in and out of the chat room. So I hope they'll come in next week. But that was quite a lively show. And
yes, it was.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how to describe that feeling of like, woo, woohoo. You know, we just, what a ride, what a ride. anything you wanted to add to the topic tonight or? Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I was going to look up helplines.
Okay.
So I think most of our callers are from the U.S., but, I think
yeah,
you can
I
always get referred.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of our callers was from Florida. One was from the Washington area. I'm starting to learn. I'm learning the U.S. geography so well. it's okay because most of the people I do readings for are from the States. And, you know, you guys don't
yeah.
seem crazy to me at all. You seem like a lovely bunch of people.
That's only because you're Canadian and Canadians are nice.
Well, I don't know. I think we're nice until we're pushed to the limit of our niceness. And then, you know, we get out the hockey sticks, start bashing.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Oh, dear. But, yeah, so let's see. Abused USA. So let's see what we got here. Okay. Yeah, there's some safehelp.org is an online group. Okay. So if you're experiencing like domestic violence or abuse like that, there is a 1-800 number you can call. And that's 1-800-541-7358. And I think in the States 211 they can direct you to whatever kind of help you need if you're in an emergency.
Yes, usually,
so, yeah. If it's like you need to get housing or emergency help, stuff like that, and it's not a 911 emergency, 211 is your bet. So I'll just give that number again, 1-800-541-7358 if you need to reach out for help from if you're being abused in any way. Okay. I guess, Sue, we should give Jessica's – I think Jessica will be back
yeah.
with us next week.
I
so you can find – yeah. Yeah, we miss you, Jessica. So it's Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven on – oh, we've got another caller. What do you think, Sue? Do you want me to extend the time just a bit?
Maybe just a bit, yeah.
Okay. I'll just extend the time and we'll check our –
That's our buddy, Rose Maria.
Okay. Well, I've picked her up here. Hi. Is that Rose Maria?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Got in just as we were putting the chairs up on the tables and mopping the floors.
Yeah, I just got disconnected by Block Talk for some reason.
Oh, well,
it's,
there are still
been
grounds.
Happening.
Not a worry. Yeah, we get people dropped off. But anyway, how can we help you tonight?
I know I've been getting different messages from somebody that's alive. It's like, what do you call it? The communication telepathy, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, he's going to go moving forward with his friend. He's going to communicate with me by voice soon,
very soon. You're getting telepathic messages from the friend? Is that the deal?
Right.
Okay. Did you need to confirm what you're hearing? Yeah, just give them a call and say, you know.
I'd rather him call me.
Ah. Sue, it's almost like you need to do an energy exercise to pull them.
Yeah.
Pull their energy into you somehow.
Yeah, I would communicate back for them to contact you. Wow, this is weird.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like stumped.
How you get them to... Well, one thing I've noticed just happened this last week is... somebody, a friend of mine in Hawaii that I hadn't heard for quite a long time, and I knew she was probably fine, but I was like, geez, I hope she's all right. So I did a little session where I reached out to her, energetically without words, and she emailed me the next day, or she messaged me the next day. So there is something to telepathy. It's funny, like Sue and I had one, the reason we have this topic tonight on narcissism is the two of us read exactly the same meme off Facebook from two different groups, and it was exactly the same time. And I read Sue and I went, oh my God, I just read that. And there's something to energetic communication, as woo-woo as it may seem. You put it out there. And it doesn't hurt to do a little meditation first to get your mind into what we call the theta state, where you're able to, it's just a sort of a different mindset where you're not, you're not writing shopping lists and thinking about things you have to do. Like your mind is quite open to the communication. Our friend Jody used to recommend that you can do it with a pair of chairs even to sort of help you focus. And you can talk to the other person. If you do it after they should be asleep, then you can probably reach them more easily because they're more receptive in the sleep state. But you can just put that energy out and keep sort of sending it. I don't know how to describe how to do that exactly, but I just focus it outward and I just... communicate mentally with that other person. Find you can do it with animals too, right? You ever called a cat in from another room or a dog in from another room or from somewhere, and they'll come to you if you just think them to you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You got the power. It's very strange because we're taught that this is like woo-woo and weird and like, well, that doesn't work, but it actually does. And if you go on to, I love YouTube for like things, but there's also other platforms. But just type in telepathic communication. One thing that's fun to try is try some telekinesis exercises, and then you can actually see the result of, energy in motion, energy working without words or touch. If you look up, there's something called a psi wheel, PSI, that you can make with a toothpick, and they're very easy. You can use household things that you have lying around. But it's called, I think it's PSI or PSY wheel, but watch that. And that's a simple telekinesis exercise. You can actually see your mind energy working this little thing. It just starts to spin. And then you can... So you kind of clear up any doubts you may have about this kind of exercise, but just talk right back to them telepathically. And if they don't answer right away, don't like get attached to the outcome of this, because sometimes it takes a while. But I know. I see you've done it enough, and I've done it enough that we know it works.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're more than just our. Yeah, we're beyond our five senses, you know, and if you can work with energy, Mind Valley is a good site to go to for to learn stuff like that. They're pretty good. Who else? Okay, I'm trying to think. Again, Sylvia Brown's kind of cool about that.
Yeah.
To read her stuff or watch her on YouTube. Who else does? I don't know. Anyway, you can just look up telekinesis or telepathy. Just look at those subjects, and then again, what you're drawn to, follow that, because there's so much content there. And if something feels like BS, then just ignore it and move on, because there's a lot of nonsense on these things too, and you'll feel it. It's like, this is silly. But, you know, give it the two-minute test and see where it goes for you. But, you know, the more you practice, the more it's going to work for you, and just try reaching out to him. Failing that, gather your courage and give him a call.
Yeah.
call a spade a spade, you know, and just say, hey. But try the energetic connection first, so you might surprise yourself at how well it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's thinking about what he did and what happened when I was there, so.
Oh,
I did send him a message in.
Yeah.
He's sleeping right now. There's a time difference.
Yeah. Well, it's good if you can, like, turn off any distractions and just completely focus like a laser beam. You'll be surprised at how much you can accomplish just using energetic communication. I don't know how it works. There's a really cool lady named, if you can look up a medium, she's a psychic. She works with the police, and her name's Nancy Weber, I think. And she was working with a really nasty case where this guy was, like, serial killing women. And so she got her group together, her psychic practice group, and they all focused on getting this guy to turn himself in. And the next day, he claims he was attacked by a woman with long brown hair who came at him. Like, nobody did, but this is what he felt. And this is Nancy Weber had long brown hair at the time. And he said she went at him and she tried to make him feel what he made others feel. And he turned himself in the next day. It's quite a remarkable story. It's Weber if you can find it. I don't know if I can find it online here, but it's Psychic Nancy Weber, and just look at the stories, and it should be in there. I can't remember. There's a show that had her particular story, but anyway, Psychic Detectives. Okay, Psychic Detectives is the show, and I'm not sure, but it should be on somewhere, and... she's quite a remarkable woman. And she just did this, the group just put their minds together, did it with pure thought, and sent that thought. So, yeah.
Cool.
Can be done. Just got to believe and practice, because it doesn't always work the first time, but the more you do it, the better you get. And the more you trust your abilities, the more they're going to work for you. So...
Yeah.
Yes, Psychic Detectives has that story, which would be interesting.
Yeah, I texted him once, and that was it. And I'm not going to do it. I've been home a month, so
mm-hmm.
my end is let him come after me right now at this point and
Absolutely.
Apologize to me.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but again, the more you sort of... Like, don't get yourself worked up about lack of apology, because it feels like this person is, like, kind of duh about owning their own behavior. I wouldn't hang from a rope waiting for them to apologize. That doesn't mean I don't feel that it can be worked out. It's just apology may be a long time coming, just because they're not self-aware enough to realize they kind of owe that to you. So.
Yeah, he'll soon find out on the 28th when he goes in, so when I sign my papers.
Yeah. Oh,
so he knows about that, but telepathy, but he's not involved with the signing of the papers, but a relative is, so.
Well, there you go. Sounds like, you know,
karma's a bitch.
Either way, it's going to cut. The river's going to come to the sea, so to speak. So,
yeah, karma's a bitch. So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's like we sort of. It's weird. We keep learning through mistakes and suffering, but there is a reason for it. We come here to learn, you know, and eventually, you know, we do. We go home with whatever we learn in this experience, and you take with you, you know, it is really like an earth school. It's quite weird, you know, and a lot of us didn't like school at all. We go, rah, 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 can't stand being here, but, you know, be grateful for the lessons, you know, if you can,
yeah.
And moving along after you, like, learn it, you know, take the lesson and then let it go as much as you can, because they say revenge.
Yeah, not after this one.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Not on him, on his part, yeah. Not his part,
well,
but.
Well, I pity the fool that messes with you, my dear. I really do.
Yeah, I might call him for his birthday. That's, I'm not sure of if I'm going to call him or not, so.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're, sounds like you've got a good grip on this, and if he doesn't come forth, I guess you'll come looking for him, or you'll get him one way or the other, so. Oh, dear. Well, you know, whatever goes on, just enjoy. Enjoy your power, and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I've been getting, so. I know he knows I took my power back, and that's what his message was. I got
good for you.
You got your power back. Do what you got to do. So,
yeah, and you can do the rule.
Not for
of
him,
three.
Though. He's not involved. Well, he is kind of, sort of, but not through the paperwork. So,
yeah. Well, just think, this time next year, is it going to matter? You know, is it going to matter? It's going to be sort of dust in the wind, I think, at this point.
No, they're going to learn pretty hard. So,
yeah. But I mean, if it's still, yeah, but it's not going to be bugging you anymore.
No.
Yeah.
They should.
Well, there you go.
They got warned not to come near me, so.
Oh, dear. Well, you know what? All is well. And the thing is to, you know, keep the power you've regained and grow it and grow with it. And
cool.
Use the lessons, yeah. Beautiful. Well, that's beautiful, Rosemary. I think you're going to be okay. You know, you've got a strength that is going to keep you going. Yeah.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, hon. You have a beautiful night.
You too.
Good night.
Okay. So we were just saying we're reaching Jessica and Jaden. Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, and you can find Jessica Marie Tatro also on Facebook. Sue, where can people find you?
I am on Facebook, Sue Field Delamonte, and in the Sacred Embers group.
Beautiful. And I'm at Lynn Bleasdale. I am Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I have a Facebook page, Lynn Bleasdale, and the Sacred Embers website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. You can find the whole Sacred Embers team on that website. Oh, yes, and our other shows. I always forget to say those, so do you mind if I slip those in before we head out, Sue?
Absolutely. Go for it.
We've got Angel Answers with Mary Hernandez, Liz Pfister, and DC Love. It's a great show. It's Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Monday nights is The Lighthouse with Shannon Johnson, Natasha and Tina Godin. What? I keep doing that, Natasha. See, I just call her Natasha. Anyway, awful. Oh, dear. Anyway, they do The Lighthouse on Monday nights at, I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern. So tune in. They're a wonderful, wonderful team. And I've lost Natasha's last name. I feel like a Gumby. So silly.
I think it's Scott.
Scott, Natasha Scott. Oh, my goodness. I was, like, reaching around for all these exotic surnames. This is Natasha Scott. She's a happiness coach, intuitive healing, and palmistry. Of course, I am sorry, Natasha, if you're listening. Oh, dear. I think our brains have fallen out, so it's a good time to go to Louie and ask him to sing us off. Love and light to you guys.
Love and
thanks
light, everyone.
Thank you, Sue. As always, it's just delightful to work with you. We do have fun. And
yes, we do.
Go have tequila and donuts in the green room now.
Sounds good to me.
All righty.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.